Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. Ill and you cared for me. In prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for the least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on the left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. A stranger and you gave me no welcome. Naked and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." My brothers and sisters, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
It is such a privilege to be with you. Maureen and I are delighted to be a part of this parish mission and have been overwhelmed by the hospitality that we've experienced so far. And it's especially wonderful to begin this parish mission with the solemnity of Christ the King. As Father said, it ends our liturgical year, and it's the bridge to the experience of Advent that we begin as a journey next week. It is our Lord, the King, our Savior, the King. Not a tyrant, not a ruler in some sense that inspires fear, but a shepherd. We know the story in the Old Testament that the people asked God for a king like all the other countries had. He wanted to be their king, but they wanted a king like everyone else. So he appointed priests and judges and prophets and kings ultimately, and we know the rest of the story. There was one corrupt king after another. And the nation became divided and ultimately made pacts with the enemy, and it led to tragedy. So we get this reading from Ezekiel that we had today, in which God finally says, "I myself will shepherd my people. I'll take care of them. I'll feed them. I'll watch them. I'll protect them." And we know how God did that is through Jesus. Jesus came to be one of us, to walk our path, to be born as we are born into a world that's violent, that doesn't respect life, a world that's terribly divided. And so the night before he died, he prayed to the Father, "Father, may they all be one. May they be so completely one that the world will know it is you who sent me." And since that night, it has been the work of the evil spirit to frustrate Jesus' desire in prayer, to keep dividing us, to inspire instincts to make us individuals, to disconnect me from you, us from each other, to divide families, to divide people from each other. Anything that will keep us unable to be one, unable to build the kingdom. You know, it's important to look at who accepted Jesus and who rejected him. During his time, he came to present a picture of a God of love, unconditional love. We don't earn God's love, we don't win it, we don't deserve it. God loves us because God wants to love us, because we need loving. Who didn't like that? The religious people, the scribes and Pharisees didn't like it, and the rich people didn't like it. Why? Because they had it all in the bag already. They had a system that was simple. They believed God rewards the good and punishes the evil. You can tell who's good or who's evil by who's successful. Obviously, if God rewards the good and punishes the evil, if you're doing well, you're good. If you're not doing so well, you're not so good. Jesus came along to say it's not that simple. God loves us all. For chosen people, that was not good news. Who loved Jesus' message, welcomed it, and followed him? The poor, the sick, and sinners. Because it was good news to the poor, to the sick, and sinners that God cared and loved us. And they came to Jesus for healing, for mercy, for a wholeness and inclusion. So we come to this very powerful gospel near the end of Matthew's gospel, in which we find the Jesus who said, our holiness has to surpass that of scribes and Pharisees. For the scribes and Pharisees, they did everything perfectly. How could holiness surpass perfect? Well, he describes it. Go learn the meaning of the phrase, it's mercy I desire, not sacrifice. Perfection without mercy is not godly. It's just perfection without mercy. So in this story, Jesus tells us the good news, the secret the rest of the world doesn't understand, that he's prepared a place for us. This is not the whole story. There is a kingdom that he's prepared for us, and we're all going to go there. He won the battle over sin and death. He won a victory that you and I inherit. We get free, Paul tells us. Now, the sad thing is we can turn it down. We can reject it. We can accept the message of the world, which tells us it's all here. And we can spend our life worrying and being filled with anxiety about how I'm doing here. So Jesus tells us at the end of the time we have on this earth, it's going to be separating the sheep and the goats, the way a shepherd does that. And he's going to say to the people who've been loving, when I was hungry, when I was thirsty, when I was naked, you were there for me. When I was homeless, when I was a stranger, the word means foreigner, when I was from another land, you welcomed me. When I was sick and needed help, you were there for me. When I was in prison, you visited me. And they're going to say, when did we do that for you? We just did it because we wanted to help people. And he will say to them, whenever you did it for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did it for me. He so identifies with us. So identifies with us. The spirit that's in each and every one of us with the gift of life, the sacred, the divine, the spark of God in us allows him to say, whenever you did it to the least of my brothers and sisters, you did it to me. And then he'll turn to those that didn't love. And he'll say, when I was hungry and thirsty and naked and homeless and a stranger, a foreigner, when I was in need of help, when I was sick and when I was in prison, you just weren't there. And they'll say, Lord, we went to church, we paid our dues, we didn't break one of the Ten Commandments. And besides, the people who are down and outers deserve it most of the time. Foreigners ought to go home. The sick ought to buy insurance. I got insurance. And people in prison, they deserve it. And he'll say, whenever you neglected to care for the least of my brothers and sisters, you neglected to care for me. Wow, what a surprise. What a shock. The good news comes with a challenge. Because if we fail to love, we'll fail to receive the gift he gives us freely. How do we do it? When he said that it was impossible for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven, like a camel passing through an eye of a needle, his disciples nearly despaired and said, who could be saved? And he said, well, yes, for us it is impossible, but nothing's impossible for God. The grace of the Holy Spirit who brings us here tonight, over and over again to this table, is a grace offered freely to unite us and bring us together, to teach us how to love by showing us how much we've been loved. He's broken, he's given, he's poured out for our nourishment and our life tonight. The great secret of all humanity is right here before us. We have the gift of life and it's free. We just have to receive it and share it with others. That's the good news. And in this parish mission, we're going to try to chew that a little more and help us get to the beginning of a wonderful Advent season to be grateful for God's love for us so that a fire might be set in our hearts and we can share that fire with others so that the one who loved us will help us love others. Let's pray for this grace for our parish mission.